This is CliffCentral.com.
It's the dog, boy.
Y'all already know what's up. This is the Gilmore T vibe on Cliff Central.
So welcome to the Gilmore T Vibe here on Cliff Central. So today I'm joined by a group that's made up of six members. The Guardian in the UK called them the best young band in Zimbabwe. And also the New York Times called its lead vocalist reverting in griot strength. These guys, I've seen them perform twice. And the second time I saw them perform was in Mbrowa this past weekend. That was my second time seeing them perform. And I've never seen such in my life. I mean, such coming from Zimbabwe, and these gentlemen are called Mukomba. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Why are you sounding chilled? Like, ah, Mukomba. Are you always this chilled? Because when you're on stage, you're different animals completely.
Yeah.
You're always this chilled? So when these big publications give you guys these names and say you're the best young band to come from Zimbabwe, reverting, griot strength, what goes into your mind?
Well, I think to be recognized internationally in the band coming also from Zimbabwe and be recognized worldwide, it's a great honor for us to be, you know, recognized in the UK and all around the world with the music that we're doing, with this Afrofusion sound that we're coming out with from Zimbabwe, fusing our traditional sounds from the Tonga, Lobale, Nyanja, Ndebele, and Shona, and, you know, coming up with this Afrofusion group.
Yeah.
It's an honor for us, and we are really grateful for that.
It is, but then is it that weird when it's coming from outside? How often do you receive such acknowledgement back in Zimbabwe?
Well, back in Zimbabwe, I guess it's been growing over the years. I mean, because when we started, we started touring in the past 10 years. We started doing music professionally, so we were doing much of our shows because we won some awards and won some competitions before. So we've been playing a lot outside, but that playing of us outside also got back a lot of spotlight back home, because now we have our fan base growing rapidly back home, like all the cities in Harare, in Victoria Falls, in Bulawayo. So I mean, the audience back home has been growing, and they're following and they're supporting us.
It's been crazy. So take me back to when you guys formed Mukomba. Like, how did this all happen? This entire group happen?
We come from the same neighborhood. Victoria Falls in
Chinotimba.
Yeah. So we kind of like grew up together and just playing before taking music as a professional career. So we kind of like go in the same neighborhood and just jamming with some local artists. Up until we saw that we had talent in ourselves and we were like of the same age. And so we heard about this competition we were playing together, which was called the Music
Crossroads
Competition, yeah. Way back in 2007, and we embarked on that competition. It was like a stepping stone for us to start like to record a small album, because we won the competition and start touring. So since then we never stopped, and we met good people that helped us to propel our career, and we recorded also our second album called Rising Tide in 2011, and also that gave us a little bit of good reviews all around the world, like you talked about the press releases that we had. And it had a good review, and we also now have a new album called We Are right now, and it's been doing well in the charts. So this is how we've been evolving from the start.
But obviously when you started off, I mean, it's did you ever think that you get to this stage where you guys are touring all over the world and like the biggest thing that has come out of Zimbabwe? I mean, we can't obviously overlook Oliver Mtukudzi and a few more other people, but there's always Oliver Mtukudzi, Mukomba, and ETC. But then, what was it like for you guys when you started off this whole career?
Honestly, we never thought it would get where we would get where we are right now, but one thing that we knew for sure is that we're doing what we want to do and what we love, and we're just gonna keep pushing what we believe in, you know. Because if it was a case where we're doing this for money and all, we were gonna sing whatever is you know, he's
but you're making money.
Hitting the charts.
Yeah. You're making money.
Yeah, whatever was hitting the charts at that time, which was Urban Grooves or whatever it is, you know, but it was more for self-expression, you know.
We
want to sing what is coming out of our heart, and we just did what we had to do. And it has taken us this far, and you know,
like the brother when you're on stage, where you're like fire, it's like your energy. What one thing do you think is the most important for you prior to performing, before you go on stage? What's the most important thing that you do before going on stage?
Yeah, before we go on stage, we pray first, all of us.
Yeah, that's good.
Then we get more energy. The enemy too, I have a good power to go and perform to people, because people love small combat. So that's why before I go to stage, then I'll pray to my Lord, then to give us more power. Then that's why every time keep also a culture, so it's also inside to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why I also get my energy then to go and perform to people, then to give my music, then people to receive also. This is a new, new start of music. Yeah, Tonga Fusion, Nyanja, and Lobale. So that's why I have also more energy to give people this music. So I would like
incredible.
It also.
You know, like, I mean, it's a culture thing for him, like, you know. So we come from like different cultures, right? And then he's a Lobale, so they go like 6 months in the bush where they get trained about everything.
Nice.
About like how to become a man, about how to sing, you know. So
wow.
No, that's why.
So you guys are like the United States of Zimbabwe right now. You should say that.
Because we can say that.
Between
us. So just take me through it.
Different languages, you know, because I have a Tonga and Nyanja family. It's got also a Tonga family. It's got a Ndebele and
Lozi
family. It's got Lubale, Chokwe, Mbunda, Jazzy. Also, it talks a little bit more languages than everyone. And Trust also is Lubale and Ndebele. Costa is also friends from Lozwi and Ndebele too.
You know, so about our music, you know, like, we just thought that, you know, like in Zimbabwe, people, they only know that there's Shona and Ndebele.
But
that these are the languages, you know. I mean, they're not well known, like, even on the, on the radios, on TVs, and, you know. So we just thought of, you know, using those languages, you know, to come out with our music so that we can spread, so that people, they can hear these other languages. So that was our idea.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, to push our culture as well.
So would you say that that's what makes you guys unique and different from every other person, that you are pushing the small languages and the minority groups through your music?
Yeah, I think that's a valid point, because, you know, fusing all these elements that are not yet regularly, like, we've got, you know, melting pot of different styles of singing and different cultures that have not been seen in Zimbabwe. So borrowing those cultures and traditions and styles and fusing them with what people are used to hearing, this is where we are driving on the...
With the modern stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're like the Zim rock stars. You're like killing rock stars all over the world with your Zim stuff. I have a question, because you touched on something interesting. You mentioned something about, obviously, you do all the touring and the traveling. But along the way, you know, Zimbabwe receives a lot of negative and positive vibes internationally. Isn't it like weighing for you guys when you are touring then? What's the vibe like from people? And they're like, oh, you're from Zimbabwe. Maybe before you say you're from Zimbabwe, what's the vibe?
Well, people seem to be very interested about Zimbabwe. Either way, you know, whether bad or good, but people are kind of like interested about Zimbabwe. And when you tell them that you're coming from Zimbabwe and the style of music that we're doing, people are like, wow, we didn't know, because there's been a gap between, you know, touring artists and a lot of like music coming from Zimbabwe, coming from our, you know, elder musicians. So as the young people were bringing this new style, this new kind of fusion from Zimbabwe, people are happy to hear this style of music. And we have had a good reception and good responses all over where we have gone so far, and people are great, and they start to also want to come to Zimbabwe, want to know more about Zimbabwe, because we have gone there and we have shown them this kind of new music and new, you know, kind of like what's happening presently at the moment. Yeah. Yeah. They see these guys and everyone, they're like, okay, this is kind of like the new future of Zimbabwe music. And so they tend to know what's happening and they're happy to see that.
So there's no pressure at all for you, like to just...
Yeah, I mean, there is social media like everywhere, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
course,
they might speak negative, positive about Zimbabwe, right? But some of the places that we go, you know, I mean, when they see us, you know, they believe that, you know, Zim is cool, Zim is fine.
I mean, you're cool, I mean, of course. Like, if Mukumba is cool, so obviously.
And they'll start thinking about visiting Zimbabwe, which is, I mean, we got few friends that came from like Germany, coming to Zimbabwe, you know, they really enjoyed, you know, I mean, to come and spend some time here. Yeah.
So you guys are basically ambassadors. Say,
yeah.
You're ambassadors of the country. Yeah. So we should cancel all the ambassadors and just say we come as ambassadors to every country, to Germany, to Berlin, to Belgium, to the USA. You guys should just represent us.
No, I think we can just partner with them.
No, I get it. So, with all this traveling, what is the most fondest memory for you individually? I want to go with everybody now. One memory that you say, Ish, when we went to that place, that was crazy. That's for you, first.
All right.
Then I'll jump.
As for me personally, I love food. Yeah. So, wherever I go, I like trying this and that, you know. So, it's been pretty good. Now we've just come from Mexico.
The food
is amazing.
It's crazy.
So for me, my number one memory, you know, I'd say, oh man, I remember the food that I had at that place and all that. Yeah, of course, in the music side, you know, we got to meet big names like Richard Bonner and all.
Yeah.
You know, sharing stage with them, just being one of the moments we can never forget, you know, those things that you can.
But with the food, you should try to smuggle food like what Nigerians do. I went to Nigeria this other time, and then we were boarding, and then this lady she had food in her bag, and it went tweet, 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 and then it was detected, right? So they were like, madam, what are you carrying? I got getting some food now. Yeah. So you should also smuggle some food and try to bring some to us.
Yeah.
What's your most memorable activity or event that has happened during your traveling?
Yeah, during our traveling, is like on my side, it's like cultural exchange.
Oh, yeah?
If we exchange like culture, something like in Austria, they come and teach us their traditional, and then us to teach them how we do it Zimbabwean style.
Wow.
Like our tradition. Sometimes we cook salsa for them, like in Australia when we went to Walmart. Then we teach them how to cook salsa, and then that. So those memories for me.
I hope you don't teach them to eat salad with fork and knife.
No.
Because you can teach them to cook salad and then the next thing, like, I know it's easier if you use a fork and knife.
Yeah.
You don't do that, brother.
We teach them.
Do it with the hand.
Yeah. When we got there, they had spoons and forks and all. No. I said, no. We don't need this. You wash your hands and you do it this way, you know, to show them how to mold.
I mean, obviously you have a lot of attention because you're always like singing, like, catch this guy, his voice is like amazing. But despite all this, people admiring you, what one thing would you say, "Hey, this one stands out for me"?
Joshua Tree. Yeah. Love Joshua Tree, because from there, Joshua Tree, there's different cultures from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the time when I'm doing my own culture, and then them also, they're here, because also they're asking, oh, how to get this voice up and down, this and that, you see? So the meeting just, I'm telling them, no, this is also a culture from our traditional. So I love Joshua Tree. This is a good place for us, then I like it just also to enjoy with our traditional music.
No.
So I can say it's good.
Maybe you should start making money and teach them how to sing.
Yeah, maybe so.
Because the music industry is full of people that can't sing. So you're like really, really like on another level. Brother man.
Yeah.
I mean, don't tell me you love food.
Yeah, I love
food. I think it's obvious. No, it's not obvious.
You see, these guys, they to give me a nickname. They call me my food. Why? Just because of I love food. I eat too.
I miss you, the mafutas.
I'm trying to work out.
But with all the performances, you should, that should be work out enough. Like, no one should give you grief over your food, bro.
I think speed, yeah, corner, irrit, yeah, corner, when you're eating, the exercise.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah.
Maybe
I'm
balance.
Fine, I'm fine, but it's so easy.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's so cool. It's a dream come true because, you know, when I grew up, I didn't imagine myself, you know, meeting like big artists like Nas, you know, like Damian Marley, Janelle Marley, and, you know, it was just a dream came true, you know. I mean, to just shake hands with those guys backstage, you know, going on the same stage, it was just amazing.
But I'm sure for them it's also the same, that like, guys, we met this incredible group from Zimbabwe, Southern Africa, called Mokumba. It was incredible meeting them. So I'm sure they're also talking about you the same way right now.
Yes.
All right, brother? One of your fondest memories from traveling?
Yeah, okay. Like we went in Russia, you know, and there people was like, wow, you know, like past the 25 years, like those people, they didn't meet their black people, you know. So it was the first time. So, you know, like one he came and said, okay, guys, bring a photo, you know. And all people, they just came, you know, like.
She started charging these people.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. They said, want to touch your skin, touch your hair.
Yeah. But when we
human being?
Are you a human being? But I'm walking and I'm talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, then the festival, the manager, he said, no, guys, you know, we played a lot and stuff. And the people, they say, no, we like both those people, those guys, they're working hard. So I said, okay, let me go with you to have a park where there's more animals and just show us
different zoo. So,
So I said, okay, maybe I'll kill one for you guys.
But it's a zoo, it's not a jungle.
So it was a big dish like this.
Oh, wow.
You know, and the food was nice.
But is it nicer than our food? I mean, our food is nice, so it's nicer.
Yeah, our food is good.
You know, I mean, our prefer is food because, I mean, I think we got more organic stuff here compared to
of course,
you know, like everywhere we go, you know, meat, all, you know, we eat all these, you know,
processed food.
Processed food, and, you know.
Yeah. So maybe that's why mafuta are wonderful.
Yes, this is why. Because
organic food doesn't make you this mafuta.
Sure. You know, that's why sometimes when, you know, I just wish I had, you know, my Zim stuff, Zim food. And,
you should smuggle some, bro. You should have, you should always ask the manager, like, listen, brother, we're going to Europe now. Can we smuggle some food?
I always do that sometimes, carry, you know, all those matemba and all those stuff, but now, you know, you like end up, you know, running out of stock, and you know, you
because you finish all your stock.
Sometimes you don't have much of a choice because we're on the road most of the time, so we're forced to eat whatever we find on the road. We don't have time to really see and cook and all, but whenever we get the chance where we can cook, we always cook out.
Which is very important also. I mean, it's important to eat other people's food because you learn from them and their cultures. So it's a culture exchange that we're talking about. So we can't deprive ourselves from learning from other people by carrying our own satsa and pita and
matemba. This sounds like a food program now.
It's a food program. Food network now. So we're going to move back to your music. I also want to know, like, what's your fondest memory of traveling as Mokumba?
Well, going around the globe, I met a lot of things because, you know, with the world, with the way that I've traveled all around the world, it's like, you know, I've learned that when you travel, you need to be proud of your culture, but also
of course.
To other cultures.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it's great to travel and see the global view of things and how things are going about. Mm-hmm. But personally, I think there's no place like home. Like, home is the best place to be. Even if you travel and go everywhere else, you also need to have a base. And I think I love Zimbabwe because, you know, there's a lot to it, you know, when I grow up and everything, but I would love to travel, go to new places and experience what's happening. But there's never a place that has been so best to be like home.
You guys recently performed at the South by Southwest in Austin.
Yes.
I was like so jealous. I was like, hey, when I go, you know, like you watch on TV and you're like, hey, and then other kids going to perform there. I mean, how was the experience for you guys?
It was beautiful. It's a massive place to perform. There's a lot of concerts happening and we're introduced to different styles of music there that are happening. It was really a great experience to be part of the South by Southwest and perform there and share our music.
Of course, it's always good. But yes, trust.
No, I mean, just to add, I mean, it's
but like good part is
when you're sharing the stage or working with, playing in a place where we have all these musicians. It's just called a safety.
Yeah.
Called like a city called a man. It was called because we always have something to learn, have to, something to pick. There's like, oh, okay. So this is how they do this. This is how they do it. Okay, so we can add that good music here to involve as well. See, and we, you know, we take music as a small idea like this.
Yes.
We can come up with a full song, you know, from a small thing, you know. Mm-hmm. So we'll always take something from that, you know, we build it up and come up with something.
It's not all about touring to just go and play. You know,
of course.
I mean, it's a thing where we just go and see others, how they do their thing, and then, you know, we can grab one or two things and then we can, you know, come home and try to come up with our own thing, you know. So,
but also teaching them. Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah. It's an exchange also, because that way I think they learn a lot from
also,
you guys.
Also, I know, you know, they check one or two things from us.
Of course.
Yeah, so it's an exchange.
I mean,
you know,
it's an exchange thing. Where,
people.
So the new album is out, right?
Yeah.
It's called Riando. You just released in 2017. What's next from there? What can people expect for those that have not purchased the album? What message would you say is in the album that someone needs to get it?
Okay, so the message that is in the album, I think people should get the album, is because what we have been doing, like we're talking about the Afrofusion sound that we are coming up with. So we thought of making this kind of acoustic album. Actually, Riando is more acoustic.
Okay.
We thought of stripping down the main show that we do, which is the fusion show, and you know, come up to bring these raw materials that are the traditional sounds, the way of singing, the way of playing the percussion, what also Trust is doing on the guitar with this traditional rhythms. You know, to bring forth those elements that we say these are the elements that we're taking from the culture and we're fusing them with, you know, modern genres of music that we're making the fusion out of it. So we thought of making this album to, you know, to make the audience that love Mpumba and people want to know more about Mpumba to understand really what is the backbone of the sound that we make. You know, how are we really taking the raw materials and coming up with this fusion? So we thought of making up this acoustic show and to really engage with the audience that they have more understanding on our music and the raw materials of our music, the traditional style on its own without the fusion main part of it. This was the idea.
You see, this is why I'm saying that you should be the ambassador for Zimbabwe, all of you. Because you speak so well about your music, your art, and you know the message that it carries. And I feel maybe one thing that we like, especially with our Zimbabwean music, is relevance. Because like now, every time you were saying something, I was picking something, I was learning something about each and every one of your cultures, and which is the most important thing. What do you think, what's the future like for Zim music, in your own perspective?
Okay. What I'm going to say, you know, I think we just have to be proud of what we have, you know, in our culture. But the problem is, in our days, you know, we just want to adopt others' culture, you know. Like, I mean, we're in Zimbabwe, but we just want to be Americans. And then, I mean, it's not going to work.
Did you say Americans because you're wearing shades that have an American flag?
Okay, so yeah. That was a coincidence.
Are you shading us with the shades?
So maybe start by wearing shirts with Zimbabwe flag.
Yeah, you know, so okay, for an example, you know, I mean, like in Zim, you know, we got these pop artists, you know? So like for an example, some people they just watched more of Nigerian music, but in Zimbabwe now they want to be Nigerians as well, you know. But I don't think, you know, it's a good thing. I think it's, you know, we just have to push our culture and make it better, you know. I think that can take us somewhere, you know.
You're preaching, brother.
So,
you're preaching.
It's true, you know. We have to get to a point where we can be proud of our thing, you know. Check, yeah, for example, just like what Donald said, Nigerian music. They're pushing their thing, and then Tina, we're taking that. We're pushing their thing.
Exactly.
You see,
they already have the population, yeah. 200 million
so,
people.
Exactly. So already, it's their thing. Yeah. You know, so when you try to do their thing, already you put yourself under them.
As well, because you're not going to do it 100%.
Of course.
Because they're investing what they do, and when you cannot compete, you go.
Okay.
You know? So we're gonna be like on the same level.
Yeah.
So I think we just need to think about that and make up.
I don't know. So maybe the future is Zim Dancehall.
The future is Zim Dancehall. That's rubbish. That's crap.
Yeah, Dancehall. Yeah.
You know, this is why I'm happy about what we're doing. Because as Kukumba, you know, we've been there and we've been fighting our own way with this.
Yeah.
New totally different stuff that we're doing. You know, our cultures, but trying to invest other cultures, but sticking on what is original to us.
Of course, yeah.
And
yeah.
Which makes us to go very far and people to recognize us as something that is new. So I think it's a good example for other young people in Zimbabwe to be kind of like a role model to other young people.
Exactly,
so they,
exactly.
They can learn also to see that if it's something that we have which is original and try to, you know, borrow some styles from somewhere. It's not bad, but you have a sense of originality of where you come from. And play around with that and, you know,
listen to all the pastors in this group.
Yeah, because we need to get to a point where wherever you are, if a Zimbabwean song is played, you can just say, oh, this is from Zimbabwe.
Yes, you need to identify.
Because wherever you are, if you hear cha 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 cha, then you know that, oh, this is Nigerian music.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But now that Zimbabwean artist, what is it? And then we got a problem because if they're gonna do the same thing, you know, we cannot, you know, identify the, you know, the Zimbabwean artist or the Nigerian artist, you know. So it's just the same thing.
But you guys are leading the way. So I feel like a lot of people need to look up to you as Mukumba and just, you know, try to learn something from you guys. Because you guys are pushing.
Yeah,
you are pushing. We kept it.
Yeah, so, I mean, like in Zim, you know, we got, you know, a lot of different cultures, you know. I'm sure people, you know, they might, you know, try to come out with something. I'm sure people, they can work. I'm sure people, you know. Okay, for an example, even if I love, like, okay, for example, let's say soul music, you know, I can try, you know, to come out, you know, try to put it in a modern way where, you know, people, but they'll see that, you know, that's a Zimbabwean thing, but, you know, but it gets some, you know, one or two spices, you know, something like that, you know. But not to just do the, okay, for example, let's say Beyonce, you know, I'll just go and copy everything and I am Zimbabwean Beyonce already. And then
we don't even need Beyonce, we just have mentors here, brother. Like, he can sing.
You see, and then you're gonna be like, you wanna break up into like international market, you know, it's gonna be hard. Always, you know,
of course.
Because people, they will say, I know, we'd rather go and take this.
She's better than you. Know, that other one is better.
We'd rather have Beyonce than a wannabe.
You know, than a wannabe. You know.
You have the third album out. So what's the future like from now going onwards? What is Mukumba going to be doing?
I mean, we have been working on since we've been touring a lot for the past 10 years and it's been successful with a lot of things to tell. And along the way, you know, we've been just coming up with new ideas. So, I mean, pretty much soon we'll be going to the studio and recording. Like coming up with the Afrofusion album.
All right.
And because it's been nominated too, and you know.
So when you can hint to me like when it's coming out, so that I can also be waiting by the entrance like this.
Probably. Sooner than later. Really.
Okay.
Yes, we've been touring a lot and we've been having really busy schedules.
Maybe later next year.
Probably later next year.
But you'll let me know prior, right? Right?
Definitely.
I won't have to be knocking on the door saying, can members how far?
You want to be the first one.
Yeah, we'll get the album.
Yeah.
And we'll go to the studio, I mean, much sooner, you know, go up on the tracks. And we record label that we're working with from Germany. And so, you know, it's been a good relationship that we've making it in India. The ones on Songoom were produced, we are not, so
yeah.
We've been working some stuff together. So it should be pretty much awesome. Next up,
gents. Yeah, you are killing it. You know, one thing that I think I picked from you, which I've heard before, I don't know if you know the historian Patrice Anyati.
Mm-hmm.
He once said, the African is quick to run away from themselves. But you guys, you are totally the opposite of what Patrice Anyati was talking about. You guys are staying true to yourselves. You are taking your cultures, you're taking the Zimbabwean nation to the entire world. And you guys are like just... you're on levels after levels after levels. I mean, the levels are not as high as Matthias's vocals, but then you are on levels, and I wish you all the best. Thank you. For doing, and thank you for making time to have the conversation. I hope next time you can just, you know, give those euros and the US dollar in my pocket so I can also get the money. No, but thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right, what an incredible conversation we had with Mukumba. These guys... for those of you that were not listening, or maybe you're just tuning in now, Mukumba is a Zimbabwean musical group that's originally from Chinotimba Township in the Victoria Falls. And did you know Victoria Falls is actually, it was declared a national park?
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a town, right? But it was declared a national park. Meaning, that's where these guys are from. And meaning that if you are in Victoria Falls and then you go report to the local authorities that... guys, the monkeys or the baboons did this to me, or the elephants or whatever, they'll tell you that you stay in a national park, so you should stop complaining about animals coming to you.
Occupational hazard.
Exactly. But I mean, listen,
mm-hmm.
I know like there's very few people in Zimbabwe that do sing and things like that, but for me, Mukumba always stands out.
Yeah.
First of all, obviously, it's the fact that they sing not only in English, but they sing in Tonga and Nyanja, in Ndebele, in Shona. They're very much sort of like...
it's dope.
It's dope, yeah?
That's dope.
And the fact that they also very much stay true to themselves. For you, when someone says staying true to yourself, what do you think? Or what does it mean? Let's give an example of your work.
For me, if you say staying true to yourself, that officially means there's a lot of culture involved because we are Africans.
Yeah.
It's like in Ndirim Shona, we're Kwashimba, so I'm a Chinoy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So once you say being true to me, I think my culture will play a part in some things that I picked up along the way, you know.
Of course, you can't run away from evolution and modernization.
Yeah, yeah.
And this gentleman that you guys are listening, you are hearing me talk to, his name is Ganya. So you can find him on Twitter. What's your Instagram? Twitter and Instagram.
My Twitter and Instagram is Ganya's JR. Mm-hmm. One word. GANYAZJR. Mm-hmm. One word.
Ganya, the last time we spoke to you, you were on the show and we were talking about just your thoughts on certain things that were happening in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
But because we had Mukumba, I mean, and the conversation was so deep,
mm-hmm.
my question to you is, how are you staying true to yourself through your art, through the things that you do on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, like in my art, of course you have to try to stay relevant,
have
a certain sound, a modern sound, but at the same time, at least try to put something in there that represents who you are. If you speak Shona, you can say a few Shona words,
mm-hmm.
you can shout out, or you put subjects that are relevant to your city.
Yeah, yeah.
Like on Chinimbi Reg, I was saying, BYO, where the chicks at. So people officially know that we're from Sky City. So
mm-hmm.
they shouldn't be like trying to assume, are these guys American or are they from where? So they should pick that up in the music whenever you say something. Try to represent your city and try to represent yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I asked Mukumba about the future of Zimbabwean music because obviously they are in that space and I mean, they are touring the world, and most people know Zimbabwean music through people like Oliver Mtukudzi, the late Chiwoniso Maraire, what's her name? Stella Chiwesha.
Yes.
Now Mukumba is also one of the very few musicians from Zimbabwe that when you say Zimbabwean music, it sort of like resonates that, Mukumba is from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
What do you think is the future of Zimbabwean music, looking at the current trend of artists that we have in Zimbabwe?
I think the future is very bright. Because everyone...
I don't think so.
You don't think so, Kilmo? Because everyone is looking at Zimbabwe. Like, we're getting free press. Like, everyone's got their eyes fixed on Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So it just takes certain things to happen in the country. Because once the economy becomes fine, and me, I'm kind of a realist, but at the same time, I think things are gonna be fine. I think we have to go through all these bad things for everything else to be fine. Because
but you are talking about the economy in general. For me, when you say, okay, ask me the same question.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me the same question.
what do you think the future of Zimbabwe music?
The future of Zimbabwe music for me, I think it's a bit not clear, because when you look at the kind of artists that we have, we're still holding on to people such as Oliver Mtukudzi, who's been there since the Neria days, Thomas Mafumo. When you talk of Zimbabwean music, there's names such as Stella Chiweshe that pop up. And right now, I think it's Mukumba. They've managed to hold that, you know, status for the young people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we do have all these other people that are singing. And my biggest worry with Zimbabwean musicians is just the relevance part of it. I think it's just with Zimbabweans per se. You might even look at Zimbabweans in terms of people that are in the acting space, people that are in the music space, people that are even in the fashion space, because I work with a lot of fashion designers.
My
biggest challenge when I'm trying to even work with fashion designers, like for instance now, we're supposed to be sending two Zimbabwean designers to the Mozambique Fashion Week through our company. And I asked people to submit their portfolios. Most of them did submit their stuff, but there was nothing unique with most of the people.
Like, there's only someone is trying to copy.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think it's a Zimbabwean crisis in general.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I think our education, I always complain about Zimbabwean education. Our education has made us not be aware of ourselves.
I think when you say that, I've also noticed that there's a lack of culture in Zimbabwe. Like, by culture, I mean people are not happy with their African side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people wouldn't wear what they used to wear.
They'll
be like, ah, no, or whatever. But come on, you can't say things that our ancestors used to wear are bad things, because that's where you come from. That's
so do you think maybe it's modernization and the church has played a role in deteriorating our culture?
Yes, yes. Because I get ashamed, man. Like, I'll truthfully say this. Like, whenever I'm in South Africa and there's Heritage Day, and everyone is talking about Zulus wear this.
Osas do this.
They wear that. And then I'm like, are you? I'm like, nah, I don't know. You know,
yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. And we're supposed to be Africans. We're in Southern Africa anyway. So
For me, I think it's not even... First of all, there's the African identity that we have, obviously, as people from the African continent.
Yeah.
But prior to having that, I think it starts from individual ethnic groups. So you are Tonga... you are Nyanja, you are Ndebele, you are Xhosa, you are Zulu, you are Shona, you are Karanga. I think it starts from there first of all, before we even want to become Zimbabwean, and then later on fit in the African realm.
So what can we do to promote that? Because the culture is going to die.
I don't know, we need more people like Mukumba, because Mukumba, you are dancing along to them. All you hear is just how the vocals are just playing around, but you have no idea what... Because I can't understand Donga.
Yeah.
I don't understand Nyanja.
Yeah.
I don't know how to greet. That's the only thing that I know.
Yes, yeah.
But I think once, when you see them perform on stage, they give you the opportunity to ask them questions and to make conversations with them. What is the song about? So I think maybe it needs to begin from there.
So that means us as musicians, we should try to make sure our culture resonates in the music, because most of these guys are making it not because they sound like they're from the States.
Yeah.
They're making it because they sound original.
And they're themselves.
Exactly.
They're not running away from themselves.
People start asking you, okay, so in your culture, what do you guys do? What does this mean? You're wearing this. What's that?
Yes.
So that makes people interested in you. So I think as musicians, that's what we should be looking to make Zim relevant.
As Zimbabwe as a whole, because we suffer from this thing. Have you gone to a Zimbabwean wedding and when you are there, you see everyone and you're like, how? Are you all going to the British Parliament?
Exactly.
Because people are dressed in these weird, fascinating... I mean, it's crazy. It's just crazy. It's crazy. It's like there's a lack of identity in almost everything that we do. We're talking about fashion. We're talking about even the way we speak. How many times you speak in isiNdebele or Shona and say, ah, nothing to let you Shona.
And if you're not at home, you might not even speak Shona or Ndebele.
Even at home, you speak in English.
Yeah.
So the British messed up Zimbabwe so much that we forgot ourselves. And I think in the process of also trying to move away from how we were colonized, we end up still colonizing ourselves. Because if you get into power, you also want your authority to be felt and to be heard in that particular space. So it's like a cycle of these things.
I mean, it's crazy, man.
It's crazy, yeah?
Because maybe we need the people in the systems to try to promote it again. Like maybe the Minister of Culture and Education.
Who's the Minister of Education now? Culture?
The Minister?
Is it not Kestico of Education? Like the Minister of Sports?
I think so. But I think we should actually start to categorize these things. Because you can't be sports, culture, entertainment. Mm. It's too much work.
Yeah, and also I think they just want to recreational. They just want to put everything under one umbrella.
Yes.
Yet, I feel like things such as music, things such as acting, things such as fashion, they help to promote
the country. True.
So they are like a huge ambassador for the country.
Exactly.
When you look at them, like even individually, when you look at fashion designers, they're ambassadors. You look at musicians, they're ambassadors for the country. Yeah. Yet we do not prioritize them in the country and their contribution.
Exactly.
So the system in Zimbabwe just needs to change completely.
Because I think we're still stuck in that old conventional way that formal employment is the way to go.
Yeah.
Even when you talk to your parents, like, I want to find out a doctor, find out a teacher. But I've just shunned it. That is, it's gone now. If you look at countries like South Africa, people go visit them because one on a music, I open a YouTube and they're like, I want to experience this South African culture of dancing and making gom, you know. We don't have our own original genre.
We've got Sungura.
God, but
but it's, you know, when you say that, one of these days, it's like young people of today in Zimbabwe.
Yep.
It's just, but I feel like there's also like a small group of young people in Zim that are trying to connect to themselves and they're trying to understand why do our people use their hands to eat? It's not like we never had forks.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we couldn't use them. But we could make forks, we could make knives. But then certain things that we do mean something to us. Even certain things that you wear, like what you're saying, like sometimes you wear animal skin.
And they ask me, we are Twasa. For me, because that's my surname, don't wanna Kanya name. So basically, in short, what it means, he who wears animal skin. So I can wear that because I'm comfortable with it. And anyway, I like the questions that people ask because it gets me to see that, okay, people see it like this, people see it like that.
And then they get to ask you questions about it.
Then they get to know
more about your culture and who you are.
Exactly.
So Zimbabweans in general, I think it's very important for us as a people to embrace who we are. Let's not shy away from the fact that you are Sotho, you are Xhosa, you are Ndebele, you are Shona.
And we've got so many of these tribes, but Tonga. It seems like people just know Shona and Ndebele.
That's it. That's what Mfuba was saying.
Yeah, and the
That's
funny thing with saying. It, because Shona of it, it is divided into so many subsections.
Mm-hmm.
Panema Roshi, Panema Kore Kore, Panema. There's so many Shonas, and it's different. Manikali and Shona is not the same.
Mashingo
Shona is
that's
not
the same.
Uh-huh. Chinoy Shona, Jesse. So I think we actually need people that are going to write books on this. Because our grandparents are still there.
We do have people that have written books about it.
But they're not...
Patrice Nyati has written a book. I also referred to him in the interview where he says that African is quick to run away from themselves.
Yeah.
Which is a very sad thing because we want to be seen eating... what's your English breakfast? Like when you have a friend of yours coming from Portugal, you want to take them to Chinese food. Yeah. You want to take them to... You know, to eat all this Portuguese, all this weird type of food. But we forget that we also have our own things.
Chwala, even that porridge, yes.
What's this thing? Those are things that I think we have, but then you find that...
We are very rich in culture.
We are rich, but we're not embracing it as Zimbabwe. Even when we speak, listen to us. We sound in so bougie, speaking in fancy English. But it's crazy, yeah?
All right, man.
But anyway, moving away from culture, thank you so much to Mukumba for coming through and having a conversation with me.
Yeah.
First of all, like I said, I've seen them perform once and I used to see them on TV, CNN, BBC.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw them performing Blah, I was like, wow, I've never seen so much energy. Did you know about Mukumba?
Not really, Brian. I'm actually ashamed.
It's one of the biggest musical groups in Zimbabwe. And literally it's made up of Matthias Muzaza, Trustworthy Samende, Abundance Mutori, Donald Moyo, Ndaba Costa Moyo, and Miti Mungande.
Cool guys, because I met them yesterday.
They're cool, right?
They're very humble.
People. That's and these guys have been taking Zimbabwean music all across the world. They've won awards. They've performed at the Apollo Theater in the USA. They've performed at South by Southwest in Austin in the USA.
Ooh, hey,
they've performed in the UK. They've won a lot of things. I mean, I'm just trying to go through all the stuff that they've won. They've been to North America. They've been to New Zealand. They've performed at
Sure they were hit in New Zealand because those guys are all about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they're killing it. And, you know, their recent album is called Luyando, and I'm hoping that you guys will get it and make sure that you consume Zimbabwean music. Because for me, when you say Zimbabwean music, the very few names come to mind. I mentioned Oliver Mtukudzi. I mentioned Chiwoniso, the late Chiwoniso. I mentioned Mukumba now. I've mentioned Thomas Mafumo, although it's very controversial. Tyler Ronay Guitar is coming up. I know there's Nobuntu, they're coming up. And those are very few. Otherwise, when I look at most of the people, I'm just like, figure yourself first before you want to jump into doing anything else. So, shout out to Mukumba for joining me on the Gilmore T Vibe, and thank you very much for making time to be with us here on Cliff Central.
Yeah.
And to those that are listening at home, please make sure that you also tell everyone else around you that every Friday, 1 p.m., we are live on Cliff Central. I am live on Cliff Central, and why I say we is because also I'm with other people every Friday that join me on the show.
Yeah.
And the website is www.cliffcentral.com. And this is the Gilmore T Vibe.
Yeah.
What happened in Zimbabwe? Tell me. What has been happening? Like, I know Casper Nyovest came to perform and was in Harare.
You know what I'm going to say about
What happened? What happened? Because I never saw anyone talking about it on social media platforms.
Sure, even me, because I actually totally forgot. When was it? This weekend?
This weekend. This past weekend, not... Yeah, this past weekend, yes.
Yeah, so I haven't seen anything major about that.
Oh.
So I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe they enjoyed it and just decided not to tell us about it.
But then anyway, he came through and he performed. They postponed that concert. Prince KB was also there. Initially, they were supposed to do this show in September, I think.
Yeah.
So they postponed due to issues of cholera.
Yeah.
Is it cholera? Cholera. Yes. Cholera.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
It's not our mother. And Nelson Chamisa apparently was...
almost.
What happened?
I saw apparently was almost kidnapped or something like that.
By who?
No one knows. You know these things, mafia things, man.
But did they try to assassinate him or something like that?
Not assassinate, but it was one of those things like people ran up on his car because he was in a convoy, I think, driving cars, and some cars pulled up on them, like on some aggressive tip.
Okay.
On some aggressive, and on some movie. Man, I just
saw that. They wanted to...
Yeah, I think
so. Who wanted to do that? Because, you know, there's speculations and things like that.
I guess without proof, you can't really say anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to open an article about Chamisa. So apparently there's an article on the Vlad 24 News that says MDC fears for Chamisa's life. So the MDC said it feared for the life of its leader, Nelson Chamisa, whom it claimed has narrowed escaped kidnapping by suspected state security agents over the weekend. But the government has robustly dismissed the Saturday incident as nothing more than a mere road rage matter. Below, in a statement issued out by Jacob Mafume, the MDC national spokesperson, he went on to say there's a continuous threat to President Nelson Chamisa's life, and we note with concern a perpetual invasion of his privacy. While we understand that he is a public official, we are extremely worried that the state has put up apartheid-style civilians, which is in violation of the constitution in reference to the president's privacy. The concerns about the president Chamisa's security extend not only to him, but to his family and other senior leaders in the party. It is sinister in that the surveillance is being done in a manner that endangers the life of the president. They follow his motorcade at extraordinary high speeds. They interfere with the vehicles in his motorcade, and at times they almost run him off the road in blatant violation of road rules. We are certain the intention is to cause an accident and then blame his drivers of negligence. So this is like a statement. It's a long statement. I can't read all of it. It goes on and goes on. So do you feel like maybe the government was trying to, you know, something?
No, no, guys. Like, I think it should just get more security, man.
We
like,
should get more security. And
because at the end of the day, it's your life, sure. Government, people are gonna say it's the government, but
You've already gone.
You are gone.
That's the thing, and then we can't do much about it.
So
I'm thinking. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad, but hey, Mr. Chamisa, it's. I'm glad you are popping. He follows me on social media.
Hey, levels.
Yes.
Levels, man.
And graduation happened this last Friday
yeah.
at the National University of Science and Technology.
That's dope. That's dope.
Congratulations to everybody who made it finally. You know, it's hard to
go through
university. And these guys, they've graduated and they're joining the many millions and thousands of young Zimbabweans that are not employed. So I'm just best in the bubble. That's the reality in Zimbabwe. You can graduate all you want. But it's also very commendable that you go to school and you graduate. Yes. But you're joining
this
the unemployed.
School is the problem.
School is the problem. It's right? I think also our school is not realistic.
Because I think to read our theory subjects too much in Zimbabwe. I think there needs to be more practical things.
Yes, yes.
More practical in the curriculum. Yeah, who's the Minister of Education? We need to change some things in that
curriculum. Do you even know who the ministers are? I think we need to have an episode where we actually go through each of the ministries because we have such a reshuffle all the time that we've lost out count who's representing us in certain areas. Yes, so, it's crazy.
We can have a full hour on that.
Bruh.
I'm telling you.
Okay, and my phone is ringing here, but guys, let me just switch it off so that I get to continue the show.
Easy, man.
And in the Chronicle, there's an article that came in saying Bulawayo is safe from cholera. Because, you know, cholera hit Zimbabwe so badly that people died and lost lives in Harare, where it was mostly dominant, but Bulawayo was safe from it. So another article just came in saying that we're still safe from it because Harare is still being threatened by cholera. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
And it's sad.
It's sad.
But what else happened in Zimbabwe? I'm just trying to think of news. I mean, I know Mboma Hawks, the actress, the Zimbabwean born actress, is back on ETV Scandal.
Nice.
Congratulations to her.
Yes.
She's been making rounds all over social media and
she's representing the city, man.
And she's representing the country too.
In the country, too. That's too good.
We had a conversation earlier because we're about to end the show. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation earlier where we were talking about because people always ask me things such as why are you always talking about the same people all the time? And I say to them, the thing is, our entertainment industry is very much polluted of cliques or small groups
and certain
people. And if we don't do it ourselves, no one else will do that for us.
That is so true, man.
Yeah.
Like, the funny thing I've seen about this whole entertainment industry, it's like a mini high school.
Yeah, in Zimbabwe, it's crazy. Also, even in South Africa, it's crazy.
It's like a mini high school. So if you're not part of the cool gang, then...
If you're not part of the mini high
school, you can't mess with me. You ain't playing for the winning team. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. So anyway, we will keep pushing other people. ASAP dropped a song we played last week. Fish F. Mark Swag. When are you dropping your album?
I'm actually working on an EP with a producer from H-Town.
Okay.
But he was writing, so he was doing his exams, Saga. I think he's finishing today, so from today onwards,
we're working
on that EP.
Uh-huh.
So we should be done with it before the year ends.
All right, and we're going to end possibly with a song by Mukumba. We have to find the song somewhere. But thank you so much for joining me again here on the Gilmore T Vibe every Friday. 1 p.m. on cliffcentral.com. We get to talk about what's happening in Zimbabwe. For me, I'm really, really humbled that I had Mukumba on the show and I managed to talk to them. And also had Ganyas on the show. What an honor.
Yeah.
You know, he's like the president of Zimbabwean music. Right?
Yeah, man. We're trying to push this hip hop culture forward.
All right, so until next week, same time, same place. Have a great weekend. Make sure that if you're going to drink, don't drink and drive.
Yes.
Also, when you're going to indulge with weird people, please protect condoms are there to be used. You cannot afford to have many kids in this economy of Zimbabwe. Even being one is scary.
It's scary.
You can't just be.
Hey, my man. Might catch something, man.
All right, cheers. Until next week. My name is Gil Bouti.
This is CliffCentral.com.